It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Farad. The nonprofit public affairs network Wisconsin Eye has served essentially as the state's version of C-SPAN since 2007. It's provided gavel-to-gavel unedited video of public hearings at the state capitol, floor sessions of the legislature, as well as major press conferences and state Supreme Court hearings.
Here is Wisconsin Eye President and CEO John Henkes speaking last month with WISC-TV about how people use their service for capitol coverage.
News reporters rely on Wisconsin Eye to tell the story of what happens in the Capitol. And what we've seen over the years is that as resources in newsrooms across the state have been diminished and technology has changed, that state Capitol press room used to be a beehive of activity. And now there's just a handful of reporters. The other reporters who write about what happens in the state Capitol can do it remotely because they're watching Wisconsin Eye Live.
The latest state budget set aside $10 million in an endowment fund that Wisconsin Eye would have received if it could match that in donations. But this week, Wisconsin Eye went dark, effectively stopping all of its coverage and taking its extensive digital archive offline, citing a lack of funding for its mission.
While Wisconsin Eye covers public access to Capitol events, the organization itself is a privately run nonprofit, making its system unique among state broadcasters.
In just a bit, we'll hear about a Democratic proposal to replace Wisconsin Eye with a state-run network that would fund operations through tax dollars.
But first, for a look at access to state government and the gap it creates, we turn to Bill Leaders, president of the Wisconsin Freedom of Information Council. He is editor-at-large of the Progressive magazine and a writer based in Madison. Bill, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Good to be here.
Wisconsin Eye's main programming has featured video recordings of these public hearings and legislative sessions. What is the importance of having these hearings on video?
The Wisconsin Eye videos are essential for our democratic process, that people can see how laws get made, that they can watch the hearings at which things are hashed out. They can see the court sessions in which the Supreme Court, you know, obtains information that it uses to make law for the state. It's an extremely important function that Wisconsin Eye performs, and it's a huge loss, even for it to be not available for a matter of days, is a loss for the state. To go to that site now and see that Wisconsin Eye.org is off the air is just really disappointing and sad.
And also make note here, these are unedited, streaming versions of these legislative hearings. Can you talk a little bit about that aspect of it?
Yeah. I mean, everything that gets said at a public hearing is, you know, recorded for anyone who wants to hear. If you can't attend the hearing in person, or there's something that you want to check, it's all there for you. A couple of years ago, I was at a Wisconsin Supreme Court hearing, and before the arguments were started, there was some do's and don'ts that were being exchanged from the court personnel and the media. And I said, is it okay if I use my handheld recorder, you know, turn on and make a recording of this meeting? And the person said, yeah, you can do that, but why would you? You can just go and see it on Wisconsin Eye. Hmm. And it's true, I could just do that. And I did end up using the video feed on Wisconsin Eye for the reporting that I did.
For people who aren't going to tune into legislative sessions or court hearings or have never watched Wisconsin Eye, do you think the service still has value to them?
Sure. I think everyone should take a look at it. You know, there's this old saying that you shouldn't see laws or sausage being made because of how messy it is. I hate that saying. I don't think it's true. I think that really does a disservice to people in elective office. If you actually spend time seeing how laws get made, you're more likely to be impressed than you are to be, disappointed or feel that, you know, people in the state, many people feel that, you know, they're all a bunch of jerks. They don't know what they're doing. Watch what they do. Your mind may change. It's in the interest of the legislature and each and every member of it to be as transparent as possible, to take as many opportunities as it can to do what they do in public so the public can see how they think, how they work, and they're more likely to be impressed than to be not impressed. I think, you know, someone like myself who has been a reporter who sees things that happen sometimes behind the scenes, who sees how legislation actually gets made. I have a higher opinion of people in public service, I think, than maybe the average person. And people in the legislature should recognize that, and they should do that, and they should do other things to improve transparency in how they operate.
So with Wisconsin Eye going offline this week, what do you expect to happen to the gap it leaves moving forward?
Well, I think they have to plug the gap. They have to come up with a solution that brings it back on the air. You can't take something away from people that has become so valuable over time. And as I understand that, there's a fairly simple fix that could be made in terms of freeing up some $10 million that's in an endowment fund for use by Wisconsin Eye, that some legislative tweaking could make that money available to get it past this impasse that it's at right now, and to restore it doing what it does, which certainly should happen. I think that should happen, and the legislature should look at other ways that it can improve transparency, other ways that it can show the public that it doesn't mind if you watch over our shoulder.
Can you give us an example?
Well, I would say that the fact that legislators meet as a caucus is disappointing. That the very the fact that Republicans will meet as a group of Republicans, and it will be a secret closed meeting, and Democrats will meet as Democrats, it will be a closed meeting, is disappointing. I think these caucus sessions should not be closed, or they should not all be closed. That there should be a willingness on the part of participants to let the public see what goes on in these sessions rather than just imagine it. So that would be one thing I think could improve. We have on our website, on the Wisconsin Freedom of Information Council website, something called a legislative wish list of things that we wish would happen. Hmm. And one of them also is a records issue that lawmakers alone among state and local public officials have the ability to destroy records on receipt. Every other state and local official in the state of Wisconsin has an obligation to retain records. If you write a letter to the streets administrator of Appleton complaining about a sidewalk crack, they have to keep that record for 7 years. That's a mandatory retention period. If you're a legislator and you get a contact from a lobbyist saying, you know, you do this for me, I'll do this for you, you can say, well, it'd be not great if someone saw this. I'm going to delete it. And you can do that legally because the legislature exempted itself from the retention rules that are in place for everyone else. And I don't think that should be. I think they should be subject to the same rules as everyone else when it comes to retention.
Bill, could the lack of public streaming video and a lack of video of proceedings affect how state officials operate?
Sure. I think that people behave better when the cameras are on. I think that they are more likely to conduct themselves in a way that they don't mind other people seeing. I think that improves the process. It also gives the public information about what's happening in the legislative process. It's not unheard of that someone will learn what's being deliberated and have something useful to contribute to that process, maybe raise a concern that the lawmakers didn't think of or point something out that they missed. But if the public has access to the workings of government, the public can help the legislative bodies work better.
There is a new Democratic proposal in the legislature that would create a state-run public broadcasting type station in the style of Wisconsin Eye. What are your thoughts on a state-run system like that?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know what the advantages or disadvantages would be. I would say that from my point of view as a news consumer and an advocate for transparency, Wisconsin Eye was pretty much perfect and could be perfect again if it just had the funding to do what it does. So I don't know that you need to switch to another organization or another form of organization. You could just have Wisconsin Eye receive the funding that is set aside for it so it can continue to do the good work that it does.
Bill, thank you for joining us.
Sure, my pleasure.
That is Bill Leaders, president of the Wisconsin Freedom of Information Council. He is editor-at-large of the Progressive magazine and a writer in Madison. We're talking about the closure of Wisconsin Eye. That's a state public affairs broadcasting network. Now we turn to a state lawmaker who has a new bill that would create a state-run public affairs broadcasting network in Wisconsin Eye's absence. Brienne Brown is a Democratic State Assembly lawmaker representing the 43rd District in Whitewater. Representative Brown, welcome to the program.
Hi, it's great to be here.
What do you envision for a Wisconsin Eye replacement? What does your bill do?
Well, I think what's going on is the Wisconsin Eye model is not really working because it's so dependent on fundraising. The legislature does give it money, but there's a lot of money to be fundraised. And so essentially, you know, it's gone dark this week. There are already, and counting, 4 to 5 executive sessions that have been scheduled this week, which means, you know, there's going to be no coverage of those executive sessions, which is where some real decisions are made. So what I'm hoping we can do is create a more solid, permanent situation instead of slapping a Band-Aid on a fundraising issue, and just make sure that the legislature realizes it's accountable and realizes that we need to make sure that the majority of what we're doing is absolutely transparent to the public.
Okay, and so you are thinking about this Office of the Public Affairs Network. Where would it be housed? What would it do?
So it would be housed in the DOA.
Department of Administration?
Yes. Okay. And essentially that would make it a lot more like how C-SPAN works at the federal level. So they would have a nonpartisan board, very nonpartisan, that, you know, the governor could be a part of it or have a designee, but there would be equal representation from the legislature and, you know, people who know how to do media and public affairs. And that way there'd be a little bit of oversight to make sure it stays partisan, stays transparent. Right now, it really is great. I mean, there's no commentary. There's no bias. They just film what's going on. And that's what we'd like to see continue to happen, especially since Wisconsin has such a strong history of transparency in government.
Do you have support among colleagues for the bill? Where is it at?
Well, we just put the bill out yesterday, so we're still in the early stages. But I mean, the conversations I've had is everybody knows how important it is. Even we as legislators use it all the time. My staffer watches different meetings. I watch different meetings so that I understand what my colleagues are going through. It's not just something for a regular citizen to watch or be able to access the archives, or even a journalist to watch and access the archives. It really helps me do my job better as well. So that's what we're trying to do, is just, you know, keep that going and make sure that we're being as responsive to our constituents as possible.
Representative Brown, you know, Wisconsin Eye was operating as this privately run nonprofit. And how does your plan factor in the partisan concerns about state-run coverage of state affairs?
I think if you have a nonpartisan board, that's really great. You know, I mean, it'll be balanced. They'll make sure that it's run well. I'm a former investigative journalist, and my, you know, local newsrooms are collapsing everywhere, and misinformation spreads faster than facts, and cutting off public access basically deepens that crisis. So if we can do our absolute best to be responsible about making sure that unbiased, unfiltered information gets out there, I think that's our responsibility as legislators.
Your bill requires that this network's manager be strictly nonpartisan. So how would that work? Who would hire them? Who would hold them accountable to that mandate?
Well, I mean, that's definitely up for negotiation. You know, we put some basic blocks in place to figure out how to do it. And what we're trying to do is create a healthy dialogue to make sure that Wisconsin Eye doesn't go dark again. It's really, really important to make sure that, you know, the constituents get what they need consistently.
When you talk to your colleagues across the aisle, are there Republican lawmakers who are working on this as well? What is the status?
I I'm not sure what kinds of, let me put it this way. I'm sure they're talking about it, and I know that they absolutely think this is essential. I mean, we all use Wisconsin Eye, and we use it, you know, we clip bits of what we were doing on the legislative floor and put it on social media. We all know it's essential. I'm sure everybody has a little bit different idea of what they want to do. And that's what I think this bill can do, is like really just create that healthy discussion to make sure that we're doing the very best we can. You know, again, Wisconsin Eye does a great job, but they're not perfect if they're going dark, right? There are some things that need to be fixed. And I suspect they are systemic things where we need to do a little bit more of an overhaul rather than slap a Band-Aid on top of it.
Your bill would offer $2 million in tax dollars to fund the network's first year. Is that enough to fund an operation like this?
My understanding is it is. In fact, when we asked how much it cost, we actually put a little extra money in there.
And, you know, the 2023-2025 state budget had provided Wisconsin Eye the opportunity to receive this $10 million in tax dollars. But, you know, Wisconsin Eye had to match, I think, it dollar for dollar with private contributions. What do you make of that model?
Well, I mean, it's a difficult model. Having been a journalist and also having written grant proposals for a good 30 years and fundraising for my local library, I mean, fundraising is hard and you have to have an apparatus to get that fundraising done. If you've only got a couple people who are connected doing the fundraising, that's not going to get you the money that you need. And that's my concern is, you know, sometimes you don't get your grant. Sometimes your donor has given to somebody else, and it's really important that we don't depend on donors to make sure that this essential, you know, tool is there.
It makes me wonder what other state governments all over the country do with this piece of transparency and accessibility to public hearings and other state government business. Have you looked at other states?
That's really a good question. We really looked at the federal government, but that's definitely something I can, you know, if these conversations continue, we will definitely look at more state governments to see what they have done.
And C-SPAN is what you see out of federal government and how they offer these proceedings?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So in terms of next steps for this bill, are you talking with other Democrats? Where do you go with it?
Sure. I mean, I've talked to a number of my colleagues in my caucus, and there's a lot of interest. And really what we're trying to do is make sure that we're coming up with good conversations across the board and getting this done quickly.
In the meantime, what happens to state government in terms of the number of executive sessions or other state business that happens without a camera that is rolling?
I'm really worried about that. I mean, I can even use an example of a session that I was in a few weeks back where we wanted to introduce an amendment. And because Wisconsin and I wasn't there, they didn't even entertain a discussion of the amendment. And it was really frustrating. So if there is not a camera on us, shenanigans can happen.
Representative Brown, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Breanne Brown is a Democratic State Assembly lawmaker representing the 43rd District in Whitewater. We previously spoke with Bill Leaders, president of the Wisconsin Freedom of Information Council, and we've been talking about the nonprofit public affairs broadcaster Wisconsin Eye stopping its service this week and efforts to fill that gap. The bill we've been discussing would direct the new broadcaster to consult with the Educational Communications Board, which operates WPR's broadcast network on its establishment. Wisconsin Today reached out to Wisconsin Eye president and CEO John Henkes to join this segment. He declined the invitation at this time.